News Talk 1620 WTAW, the general election just over a month away. Voter registration ends this coming Tuesday, and if you had thought about trying to get people to register to vote, there is a process to go through, and voter registrar Christy Rose says that includes a training meeting tomorrow night if you want to collect voter registration forms and turn them in to the voter registrar's office. Again, a training session taking place tomorrow night, somewhat driven by some recent legal activity.
We had some limitations on the people that I deputize. Public citizens can come to a training at my office, and they can then, with some special applications, go out on the street and actually assist people in registering to vote and bring those applications back. That's the one time that someone that doesn't work physically for me can actually handle a voter registration application for someone that's not in their immediate family. And there were some changes to the laws on that, and we had to adjust a little bit, but then there's another stay in place as of right now. So you will see a lot of people out on the street offering to assist you to register to vote, and if they do and you're a little unsure because you are giving them personal information, make sure and ask for their deputization card, which shows that they have had the training and they are working for my office. And anyone interested in being a volunteer deputy and working perhaps with a group or with a for a candidate through the weekend, we do have a training tomorrow night for volunteer deputy voter registrars. They'll need to contact the tax office and sign up, and then we'll give them the information as to where they need to go. The training's at 5:30 tomorrow evening.
And what's the qualification for that?
You have to be a citizen, a resident of the state of Texas. You have to be, well, you have to be eligible to register to vote. You do not have to actually be a registered voter. But it's basically the same criteria as registering to vote. There are a couple of limitations about felony convictions and certain types of felony convictions, and what can be done to get around that, or if you've taken care of that. You know, they're just checking off certain boxes, but we go through all of that at the training and let people know and then let them decide, do I want to go ahead and do this or not? And we are seeing lots of voter registration drives going on right now. Several groups are out there. I know there was one on campus last week. I think there may be another one this week. There are several churches that are holding voter drives. And I think I have a group coming in tomorrow night to become deputized, and they're going to do a voter drive in their community, in their area, this weekend. So,
but again, each one of those people who are going to assist in a voter registration drive, they need to have the training.
If they are going to actually handle and accept voter registration applications, yes, they do. Now, the simple voter registration application that is a mail-in application, anyone can hand those out, but they can't take them back. It's up to that individual to be responsible to either put that in the mail or bring it to the voter registration department in the tax office to take care of that. It's a little bit of a different situation. A volunteer deputy has a special application. They have to give a receipt when they take that application back because that person needs to know that the person they've trusted with their voter registration application is actually following through. And we provide some protection for that applicant.
Thanks again to Christy Rowe, the Brazos County Voter Registrar, for the update. The training meeting, again, is tomorrow at 5:30 at the tax office, which is across William Joe Bryan from the Brazos County Courthouse. Contact Rowe's office for more information. A reminder, Tuesday the 6th, the deadline for voter registration. More information available online at brazosvotes.org and also on the Texas Secretary of State's website. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.